Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Hair Healer Podcast, the weekly awakening. I just want to start by saying I'm in such a good mood as Mercury is now conjoining Jupiter. That is like going to bring, this week is going to bring some positive news, some positive thinking, some like exciting like feelings, things that we need after coming from this dreadful, longest winter ever, right? And next week, if you check the weather already, it says it's going to be in the 60s. I am just so ready to just be outside and be in nice weather, drive with the windows down. But fair enough, it actually really did go fast. I think that winter went super, super fast and we had those crazy snowstorms building up. But anyway, I'll get a little bit more into that astrology. I hope everyone is having a good week and enjoying these so far. I just want to remind everyone, please like, share, subscribe to whatever you listen to this on. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at TheHairHealer1111 and on Facebook, The Hair Healer Facebook page. So let me start with this too, something that I just want to say as my weekly awakening this week. And this is one I often remind myself of, honestly, and it's a great way to get into a good vibration, is you never know what's going to happen. You never know who you're going to meet, what conversation, what's you're going to walk in, whatever fate, divine destiny is going to happen in your life and change your life. And that's actually really exciting. So think about that for a moment. Now, on Monday, we had my episode with Stacy. And I met Stacy when I was in, actually, she found me when I was back in the paper back in May for the podcast. And she wrote this book, I guess her sister. So I cannot remember right now who, how she found me, but that doesn't really matter. And she reached out and she's like, I have this book. I think it'd be great. I'd love to be on your podcast. And we just like kept going back and forth and we've kind of become friends. And it's been really, really great. And she's not an astrologer, but she is a clinical psychologist. And then she uses sort of, doesn't work in her practice yet with astrology, but she does astrology and she's kind of merged it in this book that she wrote. And I'm going to pronounce it wrong. I can never say it. it's like a little bit of the dyslexia. It's psychology mixed with astrology. So psych astrology. And I think I do the same thing on the episode. If you listen back to that psych astrology, it's really good, especially it's beginners, medium, people that are just starting out in their astrology or have like some knowledge. This is like really broken down very well. And I definitely recommend, reach out to me if you need the link to it. I can let you know how to get it. I think it is on Amazon also. It's a really good episode and it's fun. If you just want to learn a little bit more about astrology, we talk about beneficial conjunctions, which have been coming up in my life a lot. And I've spoken on the last couple episodes about that. And we talk about celebrities with that. So that's super, super cool. I also want to say, and I mentioned it last week, I am now on the AndoCast guest co-hosting. So you need to go there because it is actually also on video and it's very funny, very professional. Andy does a very amazing job professionally, and I've known Andy for 10 years on and off. No, the entire time I've known him, but our friendship has been on and off. But for the last 2 years, we've really developed a friendship with it. And we're just funny. He brings out a totally different side to me. You know, I got, as Mercury, I shift and I have my healer side. And, but I also kind of have this little, like, kind of crazy freer side, as you know. I have many sides. You guys see them or hear them all. But it's funny. We play off of each other. We have deep, serious conversations. We psychoanalyze each other. We argue, especially, you know, with the astrology stuff. We go back and forth. It's a really good dynamic. We're very funny. Sometimes we're raunchy and we're dirty. I won't lie. It's all over the place. But definitely, please go check out the AndoCast. Go watch it on YouTube. I have some links. I have some stuff on my Instagram. And you can check it out also, the podcast episodes. So we're going to keep releasing those. Eventually, I think the goal is to go live. So I'm really excited about collabing with him. I promise you, it's really interesting. It will not bore you. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you think. Go check out the AndoCast. I'm really excited about that. So let's jump into a little bit of the astrology for the week. I feel like I always build up to the intro. Like I get kind of excited. Again, that's a Mercury thing. Like, okay, I'm getting really excited to talk, or I feel nervous that all my thoughts are going to jumble out. So I'll be like, build up all this adrenaline. And I'm like, and now I'm like, okay, I'm 5 minutes in. It's good. I'm getting the words out. Let me take a little bit of breath, especially since Mercury is conjoined with Jupiter. Mercury, the way we think, the way we communicate, the way we travel, let's go back to communicating with when it's in Jupiter, can make it also overabundant, right? The way we communicate, just sort of like, you know, I had a conversation today with someone who had amazing Mercury Gemini energy. And I could have talked to them for hours. And it was funny though, because they have a very big, like, sort of Jupiter. We had that conversation. I did an episode last night that'll be out in a few weeks with Iron Gypsy, Kesley. And we had this really positive, like, sort of crazy dynamic that was very exciting talk. So you're going to find that a lot this week, even in yourself, like an excitement, enjoying talking, getting ready to talk, just some sort of like, oh my God, I'm just excited to talk to this person. I'm having good communication. You're going to receive or can receive good news in some sort of way, a positive turnaround, a positive shift, a positive message. Rewards in some sort of way definitely come. Mercury in a way does rule our work. So Jupiter brings rewards. It's just going to be a positive week all ahead. It's good time to start a new mindset, right? And allowing yourself to find joy and find like, okay, how can I turn around my thinking? How can I start a new positive mindset? How can I do that? Like the energy is on your side to do that. And especially, if, you know, to iron out any last little mood kinks from the winter, we'll call it that. And also, right, what else is happening at that conjunction with the Mercury-Jupiter conjunction? Mars has moved into Gemini, and that has happened over the last 24 hours. It has just been in Taurus, where it was debilitated, and, you know, there was just some aggressions a little bit. And so to give you an example, one of the ways, look at your whole sign chart. Where is Mars going to be? What role is Gemini? Okay, so Mars is moving to that. Where is it going to shift? Let me give you an example. Gemini rules my 10th house of career. I already knew it was going to be crazy and shift because Mercury retrograde has brought some crazy changes and some shifts. And I've put a lot of work in the last year with this, the last 2.5 years with this. And Mars brings our work, our aggression. It gives like the momentum, the drive to just keep going, that extra little boomp, right? So when Mars is in the career house, it's very busy. And already my schedule for the next, it's going to be there until April 22nd, I believe, Earth Day, right? That's Earth Day. Or is that 420 is Earth Day? I can't, wait, shit. Okay, I can't remember. I'll look it up. What is that saying about me? But nevertheless, Mars, sorry, I'm losing my breath again from all that talking. Again, we're just going to blame this on Mercury Jupiter. Okay, so it's moving into that. So already my schedule is just like, oh my God, it's getting crazy. And like, there's some more changes. But I need this drive. I need this adrenaline from Mars to just keep going, to just keep driving. So there's a lot of stuff work. I'm doing a bunch of talks. People are having me on their podcasts. I'm doing my podcast. I'm doing the AndoCast. My career is changing. I'm now taking on more astrology energy clients, still doing a little hair. It's just like, it's all crazy. So the next 7 weeks, I'm going to be insane, and you're probably going to hear about it in the best ways, hopefully. Now, I want to talk about a little bit of microaggressions, too. So you're going to feel the next couple days wherever Gemini shifts in your whole sign house. So it can bring out aggression and not always the best stuff, and you're going to feel that a little bit more in the beginning. And I had this microaggression, I will say, with responses of people. Not hair, but like kind of podcast related, because I was like in a late response to them. It was like three different kind of situations all in that. Maybe I can't remember. I know the one was a late response. So was the other one. And it was a microaggression. And that, again, it had a little bit of an aggression and it moved into my workhouse. So sometimes it's just little stuff like that. But the next 7 weeks, it's just going to be pow, pow, pow. And Mars, it's good in an air sign, right? It's fun. There's going to be a way to apply action to your mindset, right? Again, like I said, especially with that Mercury-Jupiter conjunction, like with that, then they're going to be in a trine, applying action to your mindset, creating your mindset, taking on a mindset, creating some discipline in that, right? Geminis, as you know, need discipline. They like to float around. They like to have fun. So there's going to be a fun little play and balance in that. So finding that discipline to get what you want to create, get what you want to get going. Gemini, again, can be detached and they can bounce around. So they can like, oh, never mind. I don't really want to put in that much work to that. It's not entertaining, so I'm not going to do that. But maybe you need to put in that kind of work, okay? And also, these plans we've had in our head, these game plans, these desires that we have wanted to come to fruition, we can apply now. We have that action to apply that, to keep going, and to move with that. So trust that. It's going to be fun. I think we're going to have a fun spring. Astrology is going to be fun. Not at the energy of astrology. The world is going to be fun for the next couple months. It's not going to get, I feel like, any dramatic stuff or some bigger changes until about June. But I think that is really going to be fun. So really take this week to focus on ways that you can implement faith. Let's talk about faith a little bit. It's funny that it came up with one of my clients today that I was doing astrology with, and it came up with a friend I was talking to, and they're two gentlemen that actually both grew up, one Jewish and one Catholic, and they both are relating to Jesus and now. And we are talking about Jesus and relating him to not what we know as being Jesus, right? Unfortunately, because of religion, they sort of distorted the views of Jesus and God and kind of put this warped view on it, right? So now everyone is straight away from religion. It's almost, not to say uncool, it's just like we don't do that anymore. We do spirituality. And I actually think there's going to be a rebirth over the next couple of years. And we had this conversation again, a very Mercury Jupiter. Jupiter rules faith. I think there's going to be a rebirth of Jesus and God, and not in the way of church or, you know, Joel Osteen. What the hell's his name? I can't remember. You guys know that person down in Houston, okay? It's not going to be like that. It's going to be coming from a spiritual place. I really feel that way. And I think people, especially people that were used to the Jesus concept, the God concept, calling source that, are kind of looking, because a lot of people have left the church and they're sort of in between. People are like, what do I call? Is it energy? Is it the universe? Is it the saints? Is it this and that? And everyone's sort of trying to gravitate, now that we don't really have religion that much, as to like who they can go to. So I actually do think that Jesus, in a form of a spiritual way, is going to make a comeback. And remember, there's one truth, but many different paths, you know, and that I think is sort of exciting. So we're going to see that. But nevertheless, we had this conversation and it really just like ignited like the faith in me and where to find the faith. And I love having a faith. I love having a higher power. I love having my angels, ancestors, and guides, because at my hardest times, I've done them all alone. I'm just that way. As a Virgo moon, Virgo rising, I like to handle it all very alone a lot of times. And then I'll kind of reach out to people. But my darkest times were alone, but I wasn't alone, because I had my spirit guides, my angel God all around me. And I knew that, and I was able to get through that. So that's really important, because there's going to be your darkest times. You're not going to have anyone around you, right? And you're going to want to find faith in that time. So practice that. Know that you have someone guiding you around, and take this time to practice some sort of faith belief, to find something around you. Again, if it's not God, if it's not Jesus, if it's not whatever, Buddha, whatever, like, you have your ancestors around you. Call to your ancestors, to your guides. You have that living around you. I also feel like I hate that I say the universe, right? The connection. Astrology is my religion, I guess you would say. I have a little bit of a mishposh of many different kind of spirit guides and higher powers and whatnot. But I think I kind of hate that religion sort of destroyed the word God, because it's such a beautiful and easy way to describe source energy, the sun, the main whatever that is, right? And we don't really know. I think God is an easy way to describe that. And now people hear God and they go right to church or what we know as God. So that's just some thoughts and like some ways that this Mercury Jupiter is coming into my life already as we're merging into this conjunction. So it's going to, again, be a fun week. So let me talk a little bit about my weekly awakening. It's been quite funny, because if you followed me the last couple of weeks, I've had some experiences where I just really had to look at myself in ways I didn't want to look at myself and accept myself and understand where I can get lost in fantasy or delusion and where I also need to feel rejection and need to be grounded. And I'm not just talking about relationship-based at all or partner, just in general, right? I've never been this alone, and I needed it beautiful over the last year, this quarantine, to really sit and process and be in those feelings and allow them to allow. With that being said, when I'm in hard times, I just always like have this faith and practice, like I said at the beginning of this episode, you never know what is going to happen, is going to shift. You don't know who you're going to run into tomorrow, who's going to walk into your life, what phone call is going to change your life in the best way, what is going to, and you're going to find some things probably this week with that, but I can't really get into it, but I randomly had this meeting, crossed paths with this person, and I can't go into it right now, but it's just a definite positive connection, and it's just funny, and that it could go with anything, even with the career. One day I know I'm going to manifest it right now. Someone's going to call me, and there's going to be a contract, or there's going to be this, or there's going to be that. Just plan. If you want to get into that vibration, not only is that the quickest and the most effective way to manifest, is to be it, to be whatever you need, whatever vibration that is, meaning feel it, go into that excitement. That is what, you can, sorry, I lost my thought for a second, honestly, if I'm being honest. That is how you can align to what you want by feeling it. So if you want something, let's say you want a new house, right? That's very materialistic. Focus on how does it feel when you get that new house, right? What does it feel like when you know the money came through and you got enough money for a down payment and the paper signed, you got that keys in the hand? What does that feel like? Focus on that vibration. That's how you really manifest things into your life. So if you're in a hard day, if you're stuck, if you're not sure what's going on, focus that you don't know. That conversation, that person, that phone call, that email, that letter is right around the corner to change your life in the most positive way. Think that. And how does that feel? That feels pretty good, right? So focus on that. Whatever positive change you need, whatever you need to hear, whatever person, place, or thing, it's right around the corner for you. It's ready to be accepted. It's ready to come into your life and bring joy to you. And just keep focusing on that and going back to that and just keep going to back. How does that feel inside? It feels exciting. Just keep bringing that and bringing that alive. And so that's my weekly awakening for this week is, wow, it's funny. I think I talked about it last week. I had to have talked about it, or maybe it was the week before. I don't know. It's so, my life sort of all blends together. A shift in perception can change so much. And sort of, I had this shift in perception. I kind of learned and hopefully mastered this one lesson. And then all of a sudden, all these other doors kind of started opening. And so if you're in the battle right now, if you're in the battle of ground of lessons, a new door, when you conquer that lesson, when you grow, when you don't react the same way that you normally react, there is a brand new beginning, a brand new blessing on the other side of that. And that is the truth. And that's something I have faith in, because that's something I've seen over and over again, and trust it, coming from someone who has burned their life to the ground multiple times and rose just from that. I promise you, it will be okay. All right, that was a good weekly awakening. Again, it's a very positive. It was a very good Mercury, Jupiter. So do something positive today. Whatever it is, do something positive. Work on your mindset. Do something positive out in the world. Call someone to make their day more positive. Make it a really positive day and a really, 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 really positive week. I love you all. This brings me joy doing this. Thank you for listening, sharing, reaching out, giving me your support. If you want to be on the show, if you have a suggestion, if you just want to reach out, comment, I love hearing from you guys. Please feel free to DM me on Instagram at thehairhealer1111, or email me, especially if you want to be on the show, at thehairhealerpodcast@yahoo.com. Thank you, everyone. I hope everyone has a fabulous week. Love you all. Goodbye.